Okay, today is Ayin Dalet. We're a little behind. We're in the Ayin Gimel phase. I didn't make a chart. I didn't have a chance to make a chart. I wasn't feeling so well last night. So we will pick up at the two dots. And remember that we have to go back in Taz of this dot. Ayin Gimel is not an easy one and an easy review. Zaklau. Here's the rule. Min b'mino b'mashahu. If it's min b'mino, it's mashahu. What do you mean mashahu? Min b'mino is even with a mashahu, right? It answers. And shalom amino, if it's not the same thing, then benot in tam. That if it imparts flavor, which we said is really the same thing as the 60th. Rav Shmuel d'Amrit Havayhu, Rav Shmuel both said, kol isurin shebetorah b'minon b'mashahu. Right? Every isur in the Torah, if it's the same thing, milk and milk, wine and wine, same thing, then b'mashahu, right? Shalom b'minan, if it's not the same thing, then b'no same time. Then the question is of flavor. Za'aklal, this is the rule, la'suyeh mai, what does that come to include? La'suyeh comes to include kol yisur v'chevet Torah, everything else in the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakash Amar Tefayu, they have a different thing. Kol yisur v'chevet Torah, every isur in the Torah, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan, bein no same time. It's always no same time. How could it be no same time if it's the same min? Hard to figure that out. Quote, except tevel, the yayin netzef, except the tevel and yayin netzef, b'minan, the mashahu. If it's the same min, it's the mashahu. Shalom b'minan, bein no same time. And if it's not the same min, then it's no same time. Zaklal asuye. Zaklal lasuye tevel. And what does this come to? Zaklal comes to include tevel. Now, Tanya kavatzei to Rav Shmuel, Tanya kavatzei to Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. We have brayos that support each of them. Tanya kavatzei to Rav Shmuel, kol yisur v'chevet Torah b'minan mashahu, shlo b'minan b'no same time. We have brayos that says that black and white. Tanya kavatzei to Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, kol yisur v'chevet Torah, every isur in the Torah, bein b'minan, whether it's the same name, bein she'ein lo b'minan, b'no same time, puts me tevel, v'yayin etzeh, except for Tevel Yairetzef, which is more machmir, b'minan b'mashahu, shalom b'minan, b'no same time. Now, fish lomo Yairetzef, we should perform as a vodos kachav. El a Tevel, my time up. Why is Tevel for machmir? Right? So the Gemara says, you know why? My time up. Keheteru kachi suro. The way it becomes mutter is the way it becomes utter. Just like you have a pile of Tevel. One kernel can master the whole thing. Why? Because Midaraita, you only have to give one kernel of Truma, that will remove the Tevel status. So too, to make it usher, one kernel of Tevel falls into a pile of non-Tevel, it'll usher the entire pile. The Mashmul, Chita Achat Pateres is a Kri. One Chita, right? One Chita patters the whole Kri. One Chita can patter the entire pile. Why? Because, like I said, because midaraisa, that's all you have to give, is one kernel. What? There's no shear, right. Minatoru, there's no shear. The Chacham gave it shear, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. But Minatoru, there's no shear. So just like one kernel matters, one kernel matters. That's why we're so machmir. So the Ritva asks, you know, Tevel is a davar sheyeshlo matirin. Right now it's aser, but it's something that one day will become mutter. How's it going to become mutter? Giving off maizer. You give off truma, matters the whole thing. So we have a rule that it's something that davar sheyeshlo matirin is never bottle. That's the rule. Davar sheyeshlo matirin, something that will become mutter in the future, is never bottle. So what's going on here? Right? So of course it's aser b'mashahu. Of course. It's not going to become batel. Right? Right? So it's also the whole case. The guy's not in the city. You have to come with a new kimta. Why? Maybe. Right. To come, we have to try to find a good question. We have to try to find a case where the rule would not apply. Tanya nami haki. B'meh amru tevel. B'meh amru. Tevel Osir, Bechol Shehu, B'mino, Shalom B'mino, B'no same time. Okay? Next Mishnah. Elu Asurin, the following items are Asur. Right? We're going to pass this Bahana. The Isurun B'chol Shehu. And they're Asur in any amount. Yayinetech. The Obedet Kochavim. Rashi said, Obedet Kochavim are idol. Look at Rashi. Tura, it's an idol. Sha'avduha, that you worshipped it. Then it's Arva, the Elef Tzuros, She'enon Avodat Kochavim. And it got mixed up with 1,000 idols that are not Avodat Kochavim. How can an idol not be Avodat Kochavim? I'm not sure what the procedure of that case is. Right? The Rambam said, right. It's a little of a little difficult case, not so crazy. The Rambam says it's about money. Avodas are money. God mixed the coins. God mixed up with other coins. That's what the Rambam says. That makes a little more sense. But okay, Rashi's not so difficult. It's just a little unusual. That Avodas are idol gets mixed up with other things. Right? Maybe other dolls. The little dolls are the kids' toys. They're not Avodas are. That was an Avodas are. But we can't tell them apart. So you know what? They're all usher. All the dolls are usher. Why? There's no bittel. Right? So Rashi said. Also, oros lububin, skinned by the heart, which they used to make into some kind of vodatara. The shahanitskal, a shahanitskal, right? What does that mean, a shahanitskal? It gets mixed up with other, right? If it gets mixed up with other oxen, other shores, they're all usher. Eglarufa, also, it's usher, and if it gets mixed up, it's all usher. Tipore Mitzora, the birds from the Mitzora, Seir HaNazir, the hare from the Nazir, Peter Chamor, the donkey that you're going to give, that you're going to break its neck and exchange it with a staff, right? That's also usher. And it's not only is it usher, but it's never going to be bittel. If that gets mixed up with 1,000 donkeys, all 1,000 donkeys are no good. Ubasa b'chalav, we know. Seir mishaleach, some don't have that one. Some take that out. It's a goat on Yom Kippur gets mixed up with other goats. The chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, chulin that was shechted in the azara, that's asur bahana, such a thing. So that got mixed up with other meat, other animals, other items. It's all asur. Hare elu isurin, the isurin b'chol shehu. It's all asur, and it's all asur in any amount. Okay? So the Tosfos, the Ravid asked, the Ramban asked, if we just said a minute ago that min b'mino is asur b'mashu when it's never bottled, why are we only single out these things? Everything under the sun. Why only these things singled out? The Gemara is going to ask that a little in a few minutes, but why certain things should be on this list? What made up this list? So it says the Ramban. Well, if we just said a minute ago on the previous Amid that min b'mino is asur b'mashu and it's never bottled, then why only these things singled out? Right? So he answers because these are even asur b'hanah, which we're gonna get to soon. Okay. So, Tana Michael Chashev, what was the Tana who made this mishnah? What was he thinking? What got onto this list? E davar shebeminyan chashev, was he singling out things that are sold by? They're so chashev that they're sold one piece at a time. Right? You can't walk into a store and say, can I buy one egg? Can I buy one grain of rice? Rice is not sold by one grain at a time. Why not? Because it's not chashev enough. Nobody does that. But can I buy that diamond ring? Right? Can I buy that animal? Those are sold individually. All these things on this list are things that are sold individually. Can I buy one idol? Can I buy one sharnitzel? Not a sharnitzel, a shar. One egel. One bird. Right? That's what makes all the listing on Michatikos Nevela. Then why isn't Nevela on this list? You can buy meat, individual pieces of meat. E isuri hana kachashiv, if it's hana that we're talking about, things that you can't have hana, Listening nami chametz for Pesach. Why don't you add, what about chametz? Chametz is atzeh b'hanah. Own rules, right? So the Ran says, wait a minute, isn't chametz a davar sheyesh lo matirin? It's only us or now. After Pesach, it's going to be mutter again. So, it's a different thing. You know why? It will be usher. It's usher regardless of these chumras over here of itzer hanah that we're coming up with. It's still usher. Why is it usher? Because davar sheyesh lo matirin is always usher. Why? Because wait a week. So he gets two fascinating answers. So he says either the Gemara is talking here according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that we don't hold like this, who holds that chametz after Pesach is usher v'hanah. Okay? That's a very machmer shita. We don't hold like that. So the Ran says either that's going like, that this whole mission is going according to that shita, the chametz after Pesach is usher v'hanah, that's not a shayla. What? Yeah, chametz after Pesach is usher v'hanah. No such thing as telling you chametz ain't going to get back. No such thing. Right, just like it's usher on chametz, it's usher forever. So we don't hold like that. If you hold like that, it's not a devocational material. It's never going to become mutter. Right? That's one answer. And the Gra says, it's not even a devocational material. You know why? Because it's going to become usher next Pesach. If you have something that could last the whole year and not spoil, it'll become usher next Pesach. So it's not a devocational material. You hear that? You hear that? It's going to be usher next Pesach. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matir, it's going to be usher next year. What? So what? So that's the question. What are the parameters of a davar sheyesh lo matir? When we get to chulin, we'll get to it. Right. I'll tell you how. If you have matzah can last. That happened to me, it's chametz. You waited an extra 30 seconds. And now it's chametz. That could last, no? It'll get stale, but it could last. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, v'itei ritzak nafka. Hai tana, tarti itzle. The tana requires both. Davar sheviminyan. First of all, it has to be something that is chashuv. Something that is sold individually. Something that I would count individually. Like not a grain of rice. And also, the Isuri Hana. And also, it's done as Asur Bahana. Both are on the list. So the Gemara says that that's true. Listening, it goes a Perech, the Rironi Badon. So why aren't the nuts from Perech and the pomegranates from Badon, why aren't they on this list? The Davash Raminion, the Isuri Hanahu. The Davash Raminion, right? These are like certain kinds of Arlo or Klayim. So they're sold individually because they're chashuv, but they're also asur b'hanah. So why aren't they on the list? So the Gemara says, "Hatana lehasam," because we have them in a different Mishnah. That's already told. We already know the halach about them. That what? Haroy la'arlo la'arla, haroy la'klayakarim, klayakarim. Whether if they're trees, you know, there's a long Mishnah there listing 6 or 7 items. Some of them are arla problems. Some of them are klayakarim problems. So that's asur b'hanah. And Davar Sheviminyan, we know that already. That's a different Mishnah. That's in Seder Tzrayim. These items are Asher B'Hanah, and also they're sold individually. That's repeated here. These are things that were never mentioned anywhere else. Those things, yeah, it's true, but it happens to be in Tzrayim. It's old news. Okay?
Next, what am I up to? Velisni Kikaros Shalbalabayis L'inyan Chametz Pepeta. Why don't we put on the list bread of a balabayas? Apparently, these are chashuv, right? The bread of a balabayas are bigger and chashuv, and they should be on the list with inyan chametz b'Pesach because they're sold individually and they're asur v'hanah, right? And if these breads get mixed up with other bread, it's asur forever. It's asur v'hanah, it's davar sheviminyan, and it's asur v'hanah. So the Gemara says, Manshmasle, the Amale, who says that that's asur? Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Hatani lehasav, because that's in the same mission as the other fruits that you've just brought up. That Rabbi Akiva Moshev, af kikaros shobal abayit. Rabbi Akiva said that already. Right? We said that already. Okay. Right. Okay. Hare elu, these following items, limu'ute mai, what do they come to include? What do they come to exclude? Limu'ute, davar shebiminyan, delav isurei hana, either something that's davar shebiminyan and is not asur b'hana, inami or, limu'ute isurei hana, lo davar shebiminyan. Right, like we just said all along, that we just mentioned to repeat itself. Okay. Yayin Nesef Shinaf Allah Bar. If a Yayin Nesef falls into a bar, and the bar is good wine in there, Kulo Asar Bahana. It's all Asar Bahana. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel says, Yimachar Kulo La'obe Kochavim. You sell the whole thing to a guy. Chot Midmei Yayin Nesef Shavo. Except for the price of the Yayin Nesef in there. So if you have 1,000 ounces of wine in your vat, you know that. 3 ounces of Yayin Nesef fall in. So then you're telling him 1,003 ounces of yayin to the guy. You have to charge him 1,000 ounces. Those 3 ounces you're not allowed to charge him. Why? Because those 3 ounces you're not allowed to get hana. So fine. He's not getting hana. Okay? What?
No.
Omar Rav says, Halacha kershir min amlil. We pass the kershir min amlil, chavis b'chavis.
Yeah, we pass the kershir min amlil if a barrel gets mixed up with other barrels. That's when we pass the kershir min amlil. What can I do? I have 100 barrels. I have 99 barrels. And one barrel fell in over here. Of Yayin, I don't know where the barrel is. I could sell all 100 barrels, minus the barrel that came charged for that barrel. You see?
Avo lo Yayin be Yayin, but no. But if wine fell into my one wine barrel, so then I can't do this. Why not? Right? Because why not? All the wine will become Asur Bahana. Rashi says, What? Right. Right, so putting that aside, no, so that's a separate question. If the barrels got mixed up, you could sell them all to him, keep minus one barrel. But if the wine fell in, it's all asabana. However, v'chein amar rabba v'chana, 1 minute, Shmuel Amar, no, afilu yayin b'yayin, even yayin b'yayin. Mechain Amar, Rav Avraham Chana, Amar B'yochan, afilu yayin b'yayin, even yayin b'yayin. Mechain Amar, Shmuel Bar Rav Nathan, Amar Rav Chanina, afilu yayin b'yayin, even yayin b'yayin. Mechain Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua, afilu yayin b'yayin. Even wine and wine is still okay as long as you take out, as long as you don't charge to the amount that's offer. Mechain Amar Rav Nachman, halacha l'maisa, halacha is. Yayin Esech, Yayin B'Yayin Otzer, that's Otzer, or Machmer, even though there's 8 people who said it's Mutter, or Machmer, Chavis B'Chavis Mutter, Chavis B'Chavis is Mutter, Stam Yayin, then Afilu Yayin B'Yayin Mutter, even Yayin B'Yayin is Mutter, why? Because there's nothing wrong with that wine, we're just being Machmer anyway, right? Bahana. Right. So then the Ramah came up with his siddish that maybe Bitana Zeh is going to even be Batal B'Shishim because no one, there's not Shash today of Yayin Nesef because no Goyim are into that. Okay. Ready? Next. Gas Shel Evan. Beautiful. Now we're talking about getting a wine, taking a wine press and making it. Making it kosher. You have a glacial wine press. How do you make it kosher? So gas shall even, it's a stone wine press, shazifsta, obed kochavim, that an obed kochavim lined it with some kind of, what is it, they lined it with pitch, then menagva, dry it out. How do you dry it out? That's tomorrow's daf. Basically, you burn it out. V'hi tahora, then it's going to be tahora. V'shel eight, if it's made out of wood, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, kinage, again, dry it out. The chacham omer, yiklo, et hazefet, peel off the pitch. V'shel cheret, but if it's made out of earthenware, apal pi, shekolof et hazefet, even though you've peeled off the pitch, hareze asura, it's asura. Okay, now, we're going to go to the bottom of the page. The Gemara now is not hard. It's extremely complicated. It's a huge chart. I saw in the art class, a big chart. That's because it's so complicated. But it's not hard. It's a lot of shitas and a lot of different materials. Not hard. Amar Rava says Rava, Dafka Zifsa. The only time we said this halacha, how you make of ga kosher, is if it's lined with pitch. Abel Darachba, but if not, it wasn't lined with pitch. But if it's been used to trample with the guy by his feet, then lo, you don't have to dry, you don't have to burn out the itzer. Wash it out, that's good enough. Just wash it out, right? That's good enough, right? Rashi says, she'ena zefusa, if it's not lined with pitch, lo boy nigel, you don't have to burn it out. Allah hadacha, just clean it out. Much easier, right? So the Gemara says, pshita. But isn't that obvious? Because the Mishnah said, zivsa tnan. The Mishnah said it's lined with pitch. The Mishnah didn't say it's used with feet. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Gemara says, you're right. Now the tema. I would have thought, hu adin afilu darachba. Even if I would have thought it's the same halacha. The high diktani zivsa. Why did the Mishnah mention it's been lined with pitch? Because orcha de milsekatani. The normal case is like that. However, in a chanami, the same din should apply if it was darachba, kamash balan, the same din does not apply, and we're much more makel. Okay? Now we're going to have ikka de amri, we're going to be much more mahmer. Ikka de amri, others have the following version. Amar Rava, Rava says, dafka zifsa. Dafka, if you have made it into pitch. If it was lined with pitch. Aval darachba, but if it's been used to trample on, lo sahila b'nigav. The nigav is not even enough. Not even enough. Why? We're going to see a story in a minute. So the Gemara says, pshita, but isn't that obvious? Zifsa tnan. It says zifsa. Right? Isn't that obvious that if it's used without zifsa by trampling, it's not enough? So the Gemara says, no. Mazat ha'avra thot hu'adin da'filu darachba. I would have thought that trampling it is enough. I have a hard diktani zifsa. And why did it mention zifsa? Why did it mention that? You know why? Or for the milsa katani. It's normal. That's the normal. The normal case is like that. In a chanami, that's normal. And if you use, if it's a wine that, if it's a press that was darachba, you can get away with the same story. Kamash malan, daska zifsa. Kamash malan, only zifsa, we would allow you to burn it out. Aval darachba, but if you trampled it, well, sagi love a nigov. Nigov is not enough. You have to do even more things. Okay? I'll prove to you that it's not enough. You know why? Ki ahuda asa lekameda Rafia. Like a guy came to Rafia, right? A guy came to Rafia, Amale, and he told Rafia, Havli gavra darkili ma'at versoi. Find me somebody who can clean out my wine press. Do you have anybody who can clean out my wine press? Amale l'rav. They tell Rav, who's by the way his nephew, Rafia tells Rav his uncle? His uncle, I'm sorry, yeah. His uncle. Zil Bahadeh, go with this guy. Go with him. The Chazi Dilo Mitzavachat Alai Be Midrasha. And make sure that you don't cause a ruckus in the base of Edrash. Okay? What does that mean? You'll see in a minute. Azal, he went. Chazia, to have a shaya tafi. He thought that the wine press was very smooth. Why was it smooth? Because it was wine with a very nice pitch. Amar, havada benigov sagila. Certainly, do nigov on this is going to be enough. why it's in line with pitch. Certainly enough. Bahadid deka azil for asi, while they were back and forth inspecting the wine press, chazi pila, right? Chazi pila mituse, it's a little crack in the pitch, in the wine press. The chazi to have a mali chamra. So underneath that crack was full of wine. It's full of avodah zarah wine. Somebody died, trying to clean it out. Right? Amar, holo sagi lo b'nigo. It's not enough to do nigo over here. Why? Apparently, this was a wine press that had been done with, they trampled on it. And therefore, ela b'kila. You must peel it off. Scrape off all the pitch. Then you can see all the wine there. This is a raya that if it has darach ba, doing that nigov is not enough. Right? Behind the Amalei Chabibi, that's what my uncle told me. Right? That's what he meant. Chazid lo b'tzav chavah David Gasha. Make sure there isn't a whole tumult in the base of measures. Why? Because he's being very machmer. Right? We had two versions. Took the machmer version. So I don't want any fallout from this in the base of measures. Because I'm telling you, you have to be mad. What? No? It depends on the temperament of people. Some places, yeah, you might be a fallout. Some places you maybe have fallout, right? What? Where the Hamonah they'd be upset. Maybe they were afraid it was going to trickle down to the Hamonah. You hear? Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Hagat, the wine press. The Hamachat. Machat, I don't know what this word means in English. It's some kind of tool that they use to transfer, dipper they call it? Transfer the wine from one place to another, from the vat to the barrel. The Hamashafek, Hamashafek is a funnel, right? So all the Chachavim of the guy, Rebbe Matir B'Nigov, Rebbe allowed Nigov, the Chachamim Osrin, the Chachamim Asrin, and the Chachamim held, you have to do something more than that. But Umod Rebbe Kankanim, so all the Chachavim, Rebbe held that jugs, Kain Asur, those are Asr. Those require more. Ma Hefresh Be'del Zeh, what's the difference? The difference is very simple. Jugs are used to store wine. It's much more absorption. A funnel is not used to store wine, it's used to pour wine. A dipper is used to move wine. There's not that much contact with the wine. Therefore, Rabbi Huda would hold. Nigov is enough. Jugs are used to store wine, that's not enough. Why? Because they have so much contact with wine. Shall eat, we shall eat, and yinagev. If they're made out of wood or stone, burn them out. Imhayu mizufatin, but if they're lined with pitch, then asurin. It's asur until you peel them off. I bought nine, but our mission said, "Gaf shel evan shazifsa." Our mission said, a wine press of stone that was lined over kochavim by a guy benagvay v'hitahora. You can do nigov and it's good enough. To happen by the utensils, it's not good enough, right? The answer is masnitan, because the Mishnah is talking about a case of the lo darachba, where you also didn't do darach. The brisa the darachba, and the brisa is talking about a case where you did do darach. You did do darach. We said it's much more machmer, and therefore doing nigov it won't be enough. Amar, we just said. Hagat, the wine press, Bamachat, the dipper, Bamashfeik, the funnel, Shalav Dikachavim, of a guy, Rebbe Matib, the Nigov, Rebbe allowed Nigov, the Chachamim Osrim, and the Chachamim did not allow Nigov. Ay, Banan Tanan, but we learned, Shalcheres, if it's made out of earthenware, Afal Pisha, Kilifet, Azefes, even though you've removed the Zefes, Harezu Asura, it's Asur. Why? Because it's too absorbed with wine, and you can never get the wine out. Right? Rebbe apparently holds that all these things that are made with cheres can be cleaned out. So the Amar Rava, the Gemara says, Seifa de Masnitsan Asan L'Rabbanan. the Sefer of the Mishnah is a different person, it's a different Shita, it's the Rabbanan. However, that's not Rebbe. Rebbe would allow, even in the Mishnah, Darash Rava. Rava says, Nava Artahu. You have to burn out the thing with boiling hot water. Okay? I guess not. Yes.
That's what he says over here.
You don't have to move the pitch, just burn it out. Rava, that's actually a new thing now. Rava, if you have a Meshader, we're going to stop a little early because we're going to finish. Rava, if you have a Meshader Gulfe Sarapanya, when Rava was sending empty jugs from wherever he was to the town of Harpanya, Sachif Luhu Afumaihu, he would turn the jugs upside down, the Chasim Le Abitzraihu, and he would then seal the bag. So in other words, basically he had two seals. He made the jugs sealed, and then he would seal the whole bag that they were in. Kasav he held, called Davash and Achnitzel Lekiel. Anything that's used to store wine, like these jugs. A few of each shop. Even for a little while, Gazi Bey Rabbanan. Rabbanan were very, would go there. And therefore, you have to put two seals, so that nobody will put wine in there. Okay, and I apologize for going so fast. I wasn't feeling well last night. I didn't have so much time to go through it, but it is what it is. Tomorrow and the next day, we get into the ashes. I believe it's the only place in Shas, the only place that's really discussed about Tfilas Kalim. We get into the issues of Tfilas Kalim, and Mirza Hashem on Friday we're going to finish. And on Shabbos morning, we will start the Sefer Purim. Everybody have a very good day, and we'll be back here tomorrow.